A nuisance algae nicknamed Didymo has been documented in the White River watershed. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, conservationists have launched a public campaign to make sure it doesn't spread.
Rainbow trout play tag in a shallow waterfall on Roaring River Spring Branch, southeast of Cassville, Missouri. The turquoise water is so clear it magnifies the fish and their crystalline habitat. Chilly spring-fed water rushes over gravel and rocks, pulsing with lush green algae, common in Ozark streams. But a new predator algae could be lurking in the stream bed undetected. Paul Spurgeon is manager of the Missouri Department of Conservation Trout Hatchery here at Roaring River State Park. He works in a restored 70-year-old Civilian Conservation Corps limestone complex next to a dozen spring-fed hatchery pools churning with tiny trout.
Roaring River State Park is one of four trout parks in Missouri. It's spring-fed, and the spring puts out about 20 million gallons of water a day, about 58 degrees, which creates a perfect habitat for trout fishing. This area is stocked every day with trout, and people come here to fish.
And therein lies the danger. Anglers who have fished in other places can carry algae cells on their waders and fishing gear, potentially infecting this stream with a nuisance single-cell algae, scientifically known as Didymosphenia geminata, Didymo for short, or D. geminata in the literature. Didymo thrives in cold water environments like the tailwaters beneath Bull Shoals Dam in Arkansas.
And the reason the dams are a good place for this to happen is because the water that are discharging is coming off the bottom of the lake, and it's colder, so that's what creates that trout water below Table Rock and below Bull Shoals.
Didymo has been documented in 18 states, primarily in Colorado, Montana, and Washington. The organism's also infected streams in New Zealand, Europe, and Asia. Once it takes over, Didymo can dominate.
Before it blooms, it's just will be like a little spot on a rock. But it puts out a stalk to when it reproduces. And these stalks, it's also called rock snot, because these stalks will get real sticky, and that's how it adheres to the substrate of the river, and is able, as longer it's there, the more that these stalks will start coming out. And it's actually the stalks that do that. Eventually, it will just blanket over the whole bottom of the river, which disrupts the life cycle of a lot of macroinvertebrates, caddisflies, that kind of stuff, that in the food chain. So like a wild trout population, it would severely devastate those, because they would not be able to go from fry up to adulthood.
The biofilm can grow to become 8 inches thick, smothering the life out of streams. According to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, Didymo is now present in the White River below Beaver Dam, the Norfolk tailwaters on the North Fork of the White River, and Greer's Ferry tailwaters on the Little Red River. Paul Spurgeon says it was first detected in the United States more than 30 years ago.
It was first discovered in the mid-80s. It's naturally occurring in the northern part sections of North America, and it thrives in conditions it takes cold water, and it takes a pH of about 7, and the water has to be oxygen rich. And so with trout waters, the spring water is just naturally perfect because of the limestone. The karst topography is made of limestone. That brings your pH up to the correct areas. We're 58 degrees here year-round, so the cold water trout streams are at risk, whereas a regular river wouldn't be. It's too warm.
This hatchery contributes just a fraction of the White River watershed's wildlife-related economy. In both Arkansas and Missouri, $2.8 billion in revenue in 2011. And a nuisance algae like Didymo places both states at risk.
When you take an invasive species and put it where it doesn't have other things that keep it naturally, they always explode. Same thing with zebra mussels and that kind of thing when they get out of their natural habitat. So the invasive species are always worse when they get into an area that's fresh and brand new, because they outcompete every other thing that's there.
Roaring River State Park Hatchery produces 500,000 trout annually, with half going to stock this river system alone. Up and down the banks, dozens of fly fishermen try their luck on the fish. But soon, they'll also see scientists sampling the stream bed.
We have plans as well. We're going to go through in the spring. We were going to do it this fall, but we had a flood, so we put it off. But we're going to go through and collect rocks just to see if those cells are out there and just haven't shown themselves. Because there's a theory that it could already be out there. It just hasn't bloomed. So we want to get a benchmark to say it's either we have it, we know it's here, or we know it's not there. So we're going to be doing that in the spring.
In the meantime, agencies and park staff have been working to educate the public on how to prevent the spread of Didymo.
What we call waiter wash stations here in the park. And that has, you can walk into these with your waiters, and it's got a 5% salt solution in there in a brush, and you can actually clean your waders before you go into the river, and that will, the salt solution will kill that. The other thing that we do is what we call the check, clean, and dry. And that's when you've been to another area, when you get done, you check your equipment, make sure that there's nothing hanging on you. You dry it out. You can use a chlorine solution, just household bleach, weak solution, like 2%. You can clean that. You can clean it with dish detergent and then put it out in the sunlight. Let your equipment dry before you go move to another area.
Algae blooms are often linked to excessive nutrients in waterways, but Didymo reportedly seems to thrive in pristine waters, able to fix small amounts of phosphorus and iron. Eradicating it from aquatic environments is impossible given current science. So for now, prevention is the best measure. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.